This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. What is bigger than a ton? Well, a megaton. What's bigger than that? A gigaton, apparently. Walmart has announced an ambitious initiative to dramatically cut its greenhouse gases. Dan Boyce of the public media project Inside Energy has more on what Walmart is calling Project Gigaton.
How do you win hearts and minds? Walmart has a thought on that. To promote its sustainability scheme, Project Gigaton, it posted this video of cute kids sitting on blue beanbag chairs in an all-white studio.
The earth is getting hotter.
Ooh, that's hot. That's bad.
The chain says by 2030, this initiative could reduce greenhouse gas emissions equivalent to taking 200 million cars off the road for a year.
We think this is a leadership position for us.
Walmart Senior Director of Product Sustainability, Zach Fries. Walmart hopes to reduce emissions in its supply chain, all the other companies that make and deliver the products it sells. But there's a twist, Fries concedes.
It is fully voluntary.
So there are no real teeth to Project Gigaton. It's about providing suppliers with green best practices. Fries thinks that's not just good for Walmart.
There's obviously a carrot at the end of this. The companies will benefit themselves.
By eliminating waste and boosting profits. Companies including Colgate, Land O'Lakes, and General Mills have already signed up. Now, skeptics, they argue the whole thing is more show than substance.
Project Gigaton is a great name. I mean, you have to really give them credit.
Stacy Mitchell co-directs the nonprofit Institute for Local Self-Reliance. She says Walmart is great at marketing its big new climate initiatives, but she says the store doesn't always meet the ambitious targets it lays out, and that it's all much too incremental for a mammoth corporation like Walmart.
You become slightly more sustainable and grow a very polluting economic model.
She argues the store's true legacy is squeezing suppliers to make cheaper, lower quality products that end up in landfills a lot faster. Other environmental organizations like the Environmental Defense Fund and World Wildlife Fund have praised Project Gigaton and other such initiatives, saying they may not completely solve the problem, but they help. I'm Dan Boyce for Marketplace.